Okay, so so the topic is Mechitzos Rishus Hayachid. I don't want to discuss the general concept of Rishus Hayachid, nor the general concept of Mechitzos, but particularly the function of Mechitzos in creating Rishus Hayachid and what they do for Rishus Hayachid. So there are Mekoros over there. So this comes up. There's two sugyas in particular which come up in the first parak that relate to this. Rashi and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, when he describes the need for tikkun mevuos, he defines what a mevui is. He doesn't tell us if it's a rishus hayachid or not, and that's an interesting point that we have to look into. And the second we'll see on Daf Ches Amud Beis, on Daf Yod Amud Beis, I apologize. There's an interesting machlokas we've shown him that also relates to this topic. More broadly. The whole concept of tikkun mevuos may or may not have what to do with the function of mechitzos in a rishus hayachid. And in that sense, the more we understand what mechitzos is in a rishus hayachid, maybe we'll gain a greater appreciation for Chazal's tikkun mevuos. So just in terms of that nekuda, so the just to flesh it out a little bit, the Taz in Simon Shazam Chimel Sivkan Chaf. So this Taz is it's actually a shut that he printed Tok Kedai his parish on Shulchan Aruch, and it's a fascinating Taz. It's Nogei Halacha Maisa. It became famous maybe in some parts because it's features prominently in Rabbi Adam Mintz's PhD on Erevin controversies, and the reason he talks about it is because it played a big role in the famous Erev controversy of 1894 in St. Louis. The first Erev controversy in America, before Manhattan, before Brooklyn. And the issue is when you have a riverbank serving as a mechitza. So the issue is if riverbanks be'etzem are mechitzos. The problem is what happens if they freeze over for a part of the year, and you know snow piles on top of them, and now you can't see the mechitzos anymore. So Taz, it's a very long Taz. He goes on and on about how this is considered bitul mechitzos, mida oraisa, meaning this is not a mechitza anymore because you walk right over it, and the wall, which once existed, is now covered up, just like the Gemara says, if you fill up a hole with afar tzroros, so they're bottled there, and now you don't have a wall anymore, you just have a walkway. After all that, towards the very end, the Taz brings another raya, le'iser, to explain why, when a river freezes over with snow on top of it, there's no heter total. And L'chora, what he's describing here is not a problem mid oraisa bitul mechitzos, but a problem mid rabbanon legabe tikkun mevuos, or some extension of that. He says, without reading inside, he says, what was the whole concept of takanas chazal? What was the whole concept? The problem was that you don't have heker. You have a rishos hayachid. And like Rashi says, gozbu mavoi mishum d'leisa l'chushos harabim gemura. We don't want people to confuse this rishos hayachid with rishos harabim gemura. So therefore, you need a heker. So in our case, even if you have mechitzos, even if the frozen over river still retained the shem mechitza midoraisa, the fact that people are walking all over it, then it's the same here as anywhere else. This part of the city, which has riverbanks around it, and that part of the city, which doesn't have riverbanks, they're all the same. In people's minds, there is no difference. Ein nikar klal shiyer shamayim tachtav. People don't know there's water. All they see is the snow. It's obvious that this case as well, there'd be a gzera of an iser tilto because there's no hacker at all. Oh, sorry, I should have said. Yeah, what's the case? The case of the Taz, sorry. The case the Taz is dealing with was a city that was surrounded on all sides by a river. So the people, the city, they didn't put up any tikkun. They just were socher reshus from the Moshe Ha'ir. And they had walls on all sides. And the Taz was dealing with the fact that it, because it was in Northern Europe, it froze, the river around the city froze a lot. So that was the issue. So he said, so that's, yeah, I apologize. What's so interesting about the Taz? What? It didn't seem like there were bridges. I don't know, maybe it was isolated, I don't know. He didn't down in that. Even aside from the bridges, yeah. So, definitely no. The St. Louis application of this, there's a lot of bridges. What's so interesting about the Taz is that we've, as far as I know, we've never seen before a tikkun mevuos for a place that has four walls. Is that fundamental that you don't need tikkun mevuos when there's four walls, and the Taz is cholik on some fundamental point about tikkun mevuos that people didn't mention? Or just no one ever thought of a case, if you have four walls, of course you don't need tikkun. Like, the Gemara is explicit on this point, that obviously a wall is better than a lechi or a korah. Like, the wall, you have omin meruba and a tiny little hole in the top of the mavui, so that's kol shekein from any other case. The Taz is saying that mechitzos alone don't pater you from tikkun mevuos, because the whole takana was to create heker beyond mechitzos. So we know there are, meaning, A, the Taz is a chiddush, and just because we never heard before, but we know there are cholkim. The Evan Ozer and Rav Shlomo Kluger on Shulchan Aruch, they're cholik on the whole concept. They don't address this particular point, but in particular, what might be the issue is maybe Takanas Chazal was only said by three mechitzos. When there are three mechitzos, you need a tikkun on the Ruach Raviyis, but there are four full mechitzos, even if you can't see them, then you don't need takkun at all. Why would that be? So Rebbe spoke in the first Chabura about the Rambam, Rebbe Nehodasan, and Rashi, of why do we need tikkun mevuos in the first place? And, you know, according to the Rambam, you don't have Rishus HaYachid and Midaraisa without anything on the fourth side. According to Rashi, Rebbe Nehodasan, different formulations of, you might walk into Rishus HaRabim, or this particular place might look like a Rishus HaRabim. So for the Rambam, I'm surprised to hear that if you have four full walls, there's any concept of tikkun mevuos. You have Rishus HaYachid and Midaraisa, what more could you ask for? Within Rashi of Behudasan, it's already made more of a question. The Taz quotes Rashi, it's a problem, Asa Lechlufe, but what is the Asa Lechlufe? What's going to happen? For the Taz, Asa Lechlufe is a general concept that people don't realize that this place where they're walking around is actually Rosh Hashanah, because in their mind it seems kind of Rosh Hashanah, and how similar it is to everywhere around. That might be a shot. But alternatively, Asa Lechlufe is more particular in terms of mechitzos. If you look here on the first page, on number 6, Rashi Maseches Sukkah. So Rashi in Erevin doesn't tell us what is the Asa Lechlufe. He doesn't say Asa Lechlufe, why? What about the Mavli makes it Domel Shus Rabim? Rashi in Sukkah, so here it is, the second line from the bottom. Ulfi she'en lo mechitza revias ve'karvu li'os Domel Shus Rabim hitzrichu heker b'rosha pasuch l'shus Rabim. O lechi zakuf, o korem mikosel kosel, v'gol korem eser mam. Fine. Rashi seems to say that the reason why it's asur lechlufe is because it doesn't have a mechitza revias. The function of a mechitza revias is not just, or now let's broaden the topic a little bit. The function of mechitzas might not only be to define Rishus HaYachid, but to differentiate it from Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, when you lack a mechitza revias, midi rabbanan at least. Maybe midiraisa, but maybe midirabanan, that lack of mechitza is chasa in the differentiation between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. We have to ask ourselves a more basic question: how do you define Rosh Hashanah? You know, we don't want to talk about that. But broadly speaking, Rosh Hashanah could be defined structurally or functionally. The same question is true by Rosh Hashanah, is it? Just, you know, the shape of 16 amos and mekura, these are structural points. We have something called hiluch harabim or asiram vata mechitza. These things are not structural. There's no physical definition which will tell me the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah and Malcolm Tour. It's more its usage. When you see a lot of people in a place, mela must be a Rosh Hashanah. And the same thing is true by Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara's examples of Rosh Hashanah in Shabbos Dav Vav are both structures. They don't even say this type of platya, sratya, where people go. They're both structures. A geder, a charetz. But is it the structure alone which makes it Rosh Hashanah, or is it the structure as a barrier to Rosh Hashanah, as something which either excludes the Rosh Hashanah as Rishus, or excludes the Hiluch HaRabim as people? So that's what we're going to discuss, and in particular, for tikkun mevuos, it might be an interesting thing to think about what role the mechitzos are playing for Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa, and how that would impact Chazal's takana. For example, in a case where you have four mechitzos, but it's not differentiated from Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's hakdam. So the question is, okay, so how many mechitzos do you need? Three or four mechitzos. So we have a Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, which suggests that according to Beis Hillel, even two mechitzos would be sufficient mid'oraisa. And the Gemara just kind of ends there. And the Chazon Ish, and earlier, I just thank you yesterday, Seth pointed out the Rashba, said the same thing earlier, that the Gemara is obviously just the Dechia Ba'alma, and we shouldn't conclude from this Gemara that Beis Hillel really holds two mechitzos as de'oraisa. Although Rabbi Yehuda might say that is, in fact, what Beis Hillel holds. Again, the topic comes up again in the Gemara in Yud Beis and Beis, and there it seems to be totally on the Girsa. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but it's just the Gemara in the discussion of Lechem Yishum Mechitza, Lechem Shem Heker, Kerm Shem Mechitza, Kerm Shem Heker, so Ben Zaraya. First, we quote Rabbi Yehuda, and Rashi says the Mavi Shlom Nishtatvi Lechshir Belechi Azok Zochel Chaya Vachshavikar Azok Zochel Pater. And Rashi says the assumption at that point is that this is a Mavi with three walls, and you need that extra wall in order to be chayav because arba mechitzos deraisa. And then the Gemara clarifies, no. Yitmar hachi yitmar. Arba mechitzos mavi she'in roi l'shito. Not lo nishtatu, but in a roi l'shito. So Rashi says it's a mavi mefulish. Meipa b'lechem shom mechitza. Kasavar says Rashi, shosh mechitzos deraisa. Rabbi Chanel is a different girsa here where he learns that no, even in the Lishna Basra, we're talking about dal mechitzos. He says, nimsa bo dal mechitzos, lufika chazorik mechitzos na mosuch l'chayav. Okay. Again, I don't want to discuss so much. And we have on the topic of Dal Mechitzos, the Rambam, as previously discussed in these Chaburas, and the Beis Yosef also actually learns that the Torah holds like this. The Torah is number two. The Torah is vague. Not vague, sorry, the Torah is Soser himself. The Torah, at the beginning of Shin Mem Hei, says that, he just says, Mechitzos, doesn't tell me how many. Later in Shin Mem Hei, he quotes the Rambam's Lashon, Carmelis, who magum she'in hukal rabim, go yamu bikas devanis, ben amudim ha'omir shes rabim, yitzteva shos neyam, karen zavis, hasmuch shes rabim, kigon, what's a karen zavis? Mevuos she'yesh lam shosh mechitzos, ve'in lam lechi, v'lo kora baruch revias. That's a Carmelis, because there's only three walls, and it doesn't have a lechi or kora. On the other hand, the Torah in Shin Samuch Gimel says, min ha'torah, ko magum she'yesh lam gimel mechitzos, hu reshiyas yachid gamer. Stira in the Lashon of the Torah. So the three Teirutim in the Nosei Kedem, the Yosef says that the Torah holds like the Rambam. His version of the Rambam here is like he quotes B'Shem the Ramach and Parik is on Lachotes, that really Avoshes HaYachid means four walls. But if it's Pasuach to a Carmelis, so then it can suffice with three walls. And when the Rambam said, when the Torah said, "Rishis Yochid Gomer," with just three mechitzos, he meant heter total. So Carmelis is literal. Carmelis really means it's a Carmelis. The Bach disagrees. The Bach says no. The Torah really holds that you only need three mechitzos, and Carmelis is lavdavka. When the Torah said it's a Carmelis, he just meant there's an iser total midrabanan. Ke'en like we find in other places that sometimes the word Carmelis might just mean iser total midrabanan. The Taz has another Yishuv, we'll come back to this. The Taz says that I misspoke, I apologize. The Beis Yosef says, sorry, we should read it inside. The Beis Yosef says you need four walls. Yeah. And the fact that a Korah works on the fourth side is it's a heter toto because it really wouldn't mock him to her otherwise. I apologize. Yeah, that's what Beis Yosef said. The Taz says the alternate, right? Taz says that the Torah is machalik between Pasuch LaKarmelis and Pasuch LaShos HaRabim, and we'll come back to that Taz. That's on the side of four mechitzos. On the side of three mechitzos, we have a bunch of Rishonim who their major raya, obviously, is Gemara Daf Yud Beis and Beis, and that's the Ravid and the Rush, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri, and the Magen Avraham says that's the Sheet of Kol of Rav HaPoskim, Rav HaPoskim, Be'halacha also says that's the opinion of Rav Poskim. The question is, what Ashita is Rashi? What does Rashi hold in terms of number of mechitzos? So this, as we noted, is an issue that comes up in Beis Amud Aleph. Rashi, Beis Amud Aleph, he defines the Mavu, he doesn't say anything about it having B'Shem Mishos HaYachid. He just says it's three walls. Beyond that, we don't know. So it could be it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it could be it's a Carmelis, and the Svara would be like the Taz says, like others say for the Rambam, that we're talking about a Carmelis with a Hatcha Toltal. Why would I want to say that? Doesn't Rashi on Yud Beis and Beis say Kasava Shoshim Chisus De'oraisa? So the problem is, and even better for you, the truth is that Rashi in Sukkah Beis Amadav, when he's describing the same our Mishnah, he says Mefurish Mavishu Sosim Mishlosh Tzadin V'Rosho Pasuch L'Shus HaRabim. So three walls Pasuch to Shus HaRabim V'Chaseros Pasuch Oslo V'Yosos V'Vos Shus HaRabim Harim Shus HaYachid V'Nei Chaseros. So he says it's a Rosh HaYachid. One thing which I'm not sure about, he says it's a Rosh HaYachid with Bnei HaChatzeros. I don't know why he qualified. What is it? It's maybe a little mashma that it's not a full Rosh HaYachid. I'm not sure. I don't know. If anyone has any suggestions, I would certainly appreciate it. But also, it's certainly on Yud Beis and Beis, he said that it's that it is Shalosh Mechitzes Daraisa. The problem is, and we're now in number 8, source number 8, Rashi and Shabbos. The Gemara says, in the context of Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, the Gemara is medayik the word Gemura. The Braisa on Daf Vav, which defines the Rishuyo, says, Zuhi Rishus Hechad Gemura. So what does Gemura mean? Rashi says, Kamashlan Gemura Klomar. Zuhi Shenigmuru Minyan Mechitzos Shalah, Shayeshal Mechitzos Mechol Tzad, Kegon Charetz Vechen Geder. The Aminon may Arboat Stadin, Good Asik, Pneya Mechitza Al Rosho. Venimsa Rosh Mukaf may Arboat Stadin Vichalalo Arboa. Aval the Rabbi Yehuda Lo Nigmar Mechitza Shalom Minyon Velavish Hashachar Hichla. So Rashi here says that Rosh Hashachar Gemura means it has the full amount of Mechitzos. And that's what makes it seems that's what makes it Rosh Hashachar. And he says a few times here that it's on all four sides. And it would seem from this Rashi that without four Mechitzos, it's not Rosh Hashachar. So this is an issue. If we just had this Rashi, we could suggest that there is something called an ideal Rosh HaSayachid which has four mechitzos. That's some maila of Rosh HaSayachid. Three mechitzos, what's the pshat in Rashi or in any region who says that three mechitzos work? It kind of approximates four. If you have three, so you can draw the line of where the fourth would go, and because that's really what you really need is four, and three, just like many areas of mechitzos, we find we can draw imaginary lines of sorts in all sorts of directions. So three mechitzos allows us to draw that fourth line that cuts off the fourth side. We could say that might be the pshat if we just have this Rashi. The Ritva and the Rashba also, in truth, point out another difficulty in Rashi, which might lead us also to say that Rashi doesn't hold the three. The Gemara Daf Tes Amud Aleph is talking about the area of Bein L'Chayayim. Is it Mutter? Is it Aser? At what point does the Heter Total of the Mavui end? So Rava Amar, this is like right, if you're in the Gemara, is right next to like that milk jug looking thing, Rashi. Rava Amar Bein L'Chayayim Nami Mutter, Amar Rava Minam Minalad, V'chi Aser Vdimi Amar Yochanan Mokam She'in Baldal Adal Mutter L'Vnei V'Shus Ramim L'Vnei V'Shus Yochay L'Kateif Alav U'Vash L'Yachal Yifu. So you have a makom which is smaller than Dada al-Dala between Rosh HaYachid and Rosh HaRabim. So it's mutter for both people, the people in Rosh HaYachid and Rosh HaRabim, it's mutter to place things down on that makom, as long as they don't switch. Right? You shouldn't put something down from the Rosh HaYachid and then take it out and put it in Rosh HaRabim. But Ba'etzem, it's mutter, there's a heter to go from both Rosh HaYachid and Rosh HaRabim to this in-between place. So what's pshat in this heter? So Rashi says, Zimasu makom. Since it's not chashuv, because it lacks dal al dalid, so it's not. It's a makom tur. That's a classic makom tur. A place which is too small to have its own chaloshe makom. So it's batal to both places. So he says it again in Uvavash Le'achalifu at the end there. He says Ubein L'Chayim Nami Afilu Chashavta Le'Malkom B'Fnei Atzmo. So the first part we could have gotten out and said, okay, it's a Mumtura, it's fine. But he says again in Uvavash Le'achalifu, he says the same is true. What was Rava's Raya? The same is true when you have Bein L'Chayim. Even if it's a considered Malkom B'Fnei Atzmo, it's Batal L'Hachal L'Hachal B'Shari. So So the Ritva asks on Rashi, is source number 9, second paragraph. Miu hikshu alav etosos. Hechi kama mar anzal. Tahakan ami batul hacha b'hacha. Tahakemen she'omid bein kosli ha'movi v'yishos ha'yokadu min ha'torah. We're talking about a place, right? The l'chayayim are inside of the mavui. They're on the side, but they're inside the mavui. So if you're between the l'chayayim, you're inside kosli ha'movi. It's a v'yishos ha'yokadu d'oraisa. Tahakai malon gemo mechitzos d'oraisa. V'imken hechi shoyle ishtamish bo l'chutz. How can it be that you can take from this place and be motzi into Lashos HaRabim? V'yesha tirtzu de maranzal, Rashi, what does he hold? Sover de lo omgem ulchisos Lashos HaYochid el basuch lekarmelis. Maybe Rashi is mechali. We only say gimel mechitzos is Lashos HaYochid when it's open to karmelis. Avol pepesuch Lashos HaRabim dino ke karmelis. El Lashos HaYochid, which opens right out into Lashos HaRabim, has a din karmelis. So mide oraisa, there is a heter total from the whole mavui into the Rishos HaRabim when it's chaser tikkun, and that's pshat in this gemara. The bein lechayayim retains that that an echo of its previous status, even when you were matir. And then he has another pshat. Maybe Rashi didn't really mean that. So this suggestion in Rashi is not going to be foreign to us. We've heard of this idea before. This chiluk between karmelis, pasuk lekarmelis, pasuk lishos harabim is the same as the Magen Mishnah quoted as a pshat in the Rambam, and we saw the Taz suggested in the Torah, who's just quoting the Rambam. So, and we'll go just one step further, and we'll try to speak something out. The Gemara, one more place where this question of 3 verse 4 comes up is Gemara Daf Tzadi Dalam Ad Aleph. We have a machlokas on Tzadi Dalam Ad Aleph in the Mishnah. So it's not clear for the Mishnah. There's a machlokas Reb Elazar Chachamim about some place that Reb Elazar says. We'll read the Mishnah. Chasu Shnifritzel L'Shus Rabim Hamachnis Mitoch L'Shus Yoch L'Sloch Achayev. So Reb Elazar holds that a chatzar, which is part of Rishus Rabim, has a status of Rishus Rabim, your chayav, if you're moti or machnis to or from a Rishus Hayachid. The Chachamim omrim, no, mokhla Rishus Hayrabim, um Rishus Rabim usocha pater pneishi ke kamelis. No, this chatzar, which is different to Rishus Rabim, it's only a kamelis, it's not a Rishus Rabim itself. So Gemara trying to figure out what is the case, and at the very end of that Gemara, before the next Mishnah, the Gemara says, really, we're talking about Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. V'hachi kam le'rabban al Reb Elazar. Like 5 lines up in the Mishnah. Milo kam modis lan hecha de tiltol mitocha l'Rishus HaRabim u'mishusam l'tocha de pater v'neshi karmelis Tzidei na miloshna. What the Rabbanim were saying was like this. Don't you agree to us that if you had a chatzar, which was part to Rishus HaRabim, that you'd be pater if you're metatel from it to the Rishus HaRabim? So too, the same thing should be true for Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. And Blazer says, no, Hasan lo kadarsi l'rabim, hacha kadarsi l'rabim, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim was worse. So the Rishonim ask, wait, what's going on in this Gemara? The Gemara says, Rabban and Seder Blazer, don't you agree to us that if you had a chatzar, which was pasul Rishus HaRabim, a chatzar that if you're motzi to Rishus HaRabim, you'd be pater? So the Rishonim ask, wait a minute, don't we know from Yudbeis and Lebeis that Rishus HaYachid Deraisa has 3 walls? So what's the case in the Gemara? What do you mean? This chatzar has 3 walls. It's Rishus HaYachid. You're going to be chayev. How can the Gemara say you're pater? So there's 3 mahalachim I know of in the Gemara. I guess 4, theoretically. One would need to say that, no, 4 cases Deraisa, I guess what the Rambam would say. Amongst those who ask the question, who assume that 3 mechitzos deraisa, huh? So it's 3 mahalchim. Let's look in the Rashba, the source number 10. The Rashba, we'll start at the end. Avol betosos, Tosos says, Tosos pshat in the Gemara is that no, the Gemara is not really talking about a chatzar with 3 walls. The Gemara is talking about a chatzar with no walls. And the dimyon that the Gemara wanted to create was just like a chatzar with no walls is still not Rishus HaRabim, so too Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. That was the Gemara, but of course, the chatzar with 3 walls, that would be Rishus HaYochid, Midah Oraisa. That's Tosos. Okay, now let's back up a step. So we look in the second paragraph of the Rashba. Actually, no, let's go everything backwards. The third paragraph. Yesh mefarshim. Some say, what's the pshat? Exactly the chilek that the Ritva said before, and the Ritva obviously quoted this Gemara as a raya. Yesh mefarshim. The hasam b'mavul yapasuch lekarmelis. Aval pasuch l'shesarabin kechase zushin efitah. Shesarabin shosh mechitzos lam deraisa. Some use this Gemara. They say, oh, what's pshat in the Gemara? A chaser pasuch l'shesarabim is taka nader shesayachid. It's only when it's pasuch lekarmelis. The Rashba has a kasha ufi divrayim. The Rashba states, and it's really an implied kasha, and the Meiri really blows this up into a huge kasha. So you're going to tell me that the whole first parak about tikkun mevulos was only said in cases where the mavui was pasulach to a karmelis, or at least the mevulos which have a hechsher korah were only when they pasulach to karmelis? No one ever said that. Obviously, that's not, you know, that's a strong kash on this shita. The Ritva says this shita, and he says, when three mechitzos and it's pasulach to Rishus HaRabim is not a Rishus HaRabim Hidareitz, it's only karmelis. So, if you put up a lechi, you now have a Rishus HaRabim Hidareitz, Tzuras HaPesach, same thing. A korah works, like we've seen before, like we've seen in the Rambam, maybe it's first Chabura, korah works because it's a makom tur Hidareitz, and Chazal gave you the heter tilta when you put up the korah. Fine. So that's how he avoids that kasha of the Rashba and the Meiri. One more chiluk between 3 and 4. Then we'll stop to breathe for a moment. It's been a lot. So the Rashba and the Meiri both quote the Ravid. HaRavid Zal Tirates. What's the chiluk? The Hasam in the first parak. B'movi d'lo doch kibay rabin. Uchigon sheish eskupa gavoa gimal tfachim lefanov. The chiluk is three walls gives you a rishus hayachad de'oraisa as long as the fourth side is lo nicha tashmishte. If it's raised up above the ground, it's bumpy. You can't just walk straight into this chatzer. There's a barrier of some sort, not a full mechitza, but a slight change in the topography that will make it uncomfortable to get into the chatzir. The case on Sadidal and Aleph, where it's not a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, where it's only a karmelis, is when it's just part of the Bimlo. You walk right out of this Rosh Hashanah either to a Rosh Hashanah Rabim or to a karmelis. It doesn't matter what you're going out into. Okay, so that's me. So we have, let's say, three shitos. In Rishonim. We have shitos who hold four mechitzos teraisa. We have shitos who hold three mechitzos teraisa. And we have shitos who hold three or four, depending on circumstances. So, what's pshat in the machlokas, four or three? It's very hard to know. Four versus three, just straight, I don't know. They both might be requiring, like, we, you know, you need to be makif a makom, and you need 40 makif a makom, or no, you only need 3 makif and makom. Or everybody agrees that it's not about being makif and makom, it's really about differentiating this makom from what's outside of it. And 4 differentiates. And the other says, no, even 3 differentiates. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. What might be a little easier to analyze is the shitas that hold that it depends on circumstances. So what are they saying? 3 mechitzos works depending on circumstances. So what's going on that fourth side? A, in the cases where you don't have a mechitza, and B, in the cases where you do have a mechitza. Is the mechitza performing the exact same function that you would have had otherwise from lo nicha tashmishte or from pasulach or karmelis? Or are there two tracks? You know, you could have rishus hayachid al yedei three walls plus lo nicha tashmishte or pasulach or karmelis, or you could have a different type of rishus hayachid with 4 walls. So I think, and just another question, is the pshat that 3 walls make something a rishus hayachad de'oraisa, according to this shita that it splits, is the pshat that 3 walls makes it a rishus hayachad de'oraisa, but it gets overturned by some outside power? Or, no, really you need 4. You need to do something on all 4 sides, that something can be accomplished even without a mechitza. But what you're doing is defining this makom. It's not just to avoid being overturned. You really didn't have a Rosh Hashanah Gamura until all four sides were taken care of. They're taken care of, the tikkun can be alayde mechitza, or maybe alayde something else. So I think let's look at the lashon of the Rashba and the Meiri, and how they say the Raiv's shita, and I think we'll see something very interesting. So the Rashba, let's read it again. V'arayv is al tirit. The hasam bin mavu is al dachu bei rabim. Uchigon sheish is kupa gavagim atzvachim lefanav. Til dars bei rabim don nichatash mishte. Aval hacha delaki ikuva the dars bei rabim behedya hilchach mevatim mitaras chatzir. So it sounds like you had Torah's chatzir, and the rabim came, the fourth wall, that's pasuach, that's nichat hashmishtei, allows the rabim to burst through and mimivata Torah's chatzir. You had something and you lost it. It was overturned. Very interestingly, this relates back to Shmuel's Chabura, the Rashba here, it seems like he doesn't hold of it. He's just telling what the rabbit holds. He's using like a quasi asi rabim vata mechitza type of idea. And not only is it a quasi asi rabim, it's a quasi rashba's type of asi rabim. Remember, if we recall, so we had a machlokes rashba ritva, whether asi rabim vata mechitza meant that the people come through, they knock down the mechitzos, or does it mean that the rishus harabim was dressed up in rishus yachid clothing, but when the rabim walked through, We overturn what looked like one rishus became another. It's not just knocking down mechitzos. It becomes a little clear. He says he has a kasha. V'af al gab detanya chatzir sharabim nichnasim bezu v'yotzim bezu rishus yachal shabbos. So the Gemara in Ervin, and it's a Mishnah title. So the Gemara in Ervin quotes Gemara in Chaf Beis has this case. You have a chatzir which is obviously nichatash mishle. People are walking right through. It's open on both sides, and people are walking right through. And that's why isn't that a problem according to the rabbi? How is that Rishus Yochid Reisa? Hasam Ika Dal Mechitzos Me'Aliyasa. Ooh, Mechitzos Me'Aliyasa. Where have we heard that before? Asiram Vata Mechitzta. It's a preventative measure against Bittul Torah's Chatzir. Avol Hecha De Leka El Gimel Asirabim Umevatli Lei. When there's only three people, the rabbi come and vatel it. What I was saying before, for the ritva, asi rabim vatel mechitzta is the mechitzos. They're mevatel those things, not it, the rishus. But for the rashba, asi rabim is bitel harishus. So it's just an interesting lishitasa on the rashba how he understands the concept of asi rabim. But just more basically for our purposes, what the rashba is doing is saying that when you have three mechitzos, you had a rishus hayachid. It had Torah's chatzer. And the people and the rabbim came. That fourth wall being open allows the rabbim to come through and overturn it. You lost what you used to have. They were also rabbim. The Rashba didn't need to appeal to asi rabbim. He could have just said three mechitzos don't work, unless there's something on top of it. What he said was that you had something and you lost it, as opposed to in the Meiri, in source 11, and we quote the rabbim. We see from the first paragraph that three mechitzos is mid araisa, and that's why you don't need anything beyond. You can even use a heker of a kora. Tirtu bagdolei mefarshim. That's the Ravid in Meiri speak. Or it could even be somebody else. It doesn't really matter. But I think it's usually is the rabbi. Sha'inyan shom be'uro kishayesh v'pesach ha'mavoi iskupa gvo shol shetachim v'nimtza sha'in tashmisha noach l'sham v'nimtza sha'in kantusas rabbim av mikol makom ein rishos yachid gemura el ba'arma mechitzos mash amul chatzash rabbim nechlasim l'lam b'zu v'yazim l'lam b'zu rishos yachid l'shabes perusha v'dan mechitzos. So what's so interesting is he does say the word daisi rabbim, Jesus Rabbim, but he doesn't say Asi Rabbim Vatl. He's not invoking the concept of Bittul, certainly not of Bittul Rishus. Moreover, he says that the reason why they can do that is because it's not a Rishus Yachid Gemura. The purpose of Mechitzos is not, of the fourth Mechitza, is not to prevent Asi Rabbim, but to create a Rishus Yachid Gemura. It sounds from the Meiri like the Ravid holds that really four Mechitzos is the necessary number of mechitzos to create a Rishus HaDaraisa, if you can avoid Drisas Rabim on the fourth side, you can suffice with that. And that might be if the Pshat and Mechitzos, generally speaking, is to prevent Drisas Rabim, so then on the fourth side at least, we can do away with the Mechitza and just get the effect without the Mechitza itself. It's interesting just how the... Another thing, another difference between the Rashba and the Meiri is that in that case of Chatzar, Shaharabim, V'chule, the Rashba said, you have Dal Mechitzos Ma'al Yasa. Again, invoking the Sugya of Asirabim, whereas the Meiri just said, no, Dal Mechitzos. It's not Mechitzos Ma'al Yasa to prevent Asirabim, it's just Dal Mechitzos. Dal Mechitzos is the ideal.
You're going to say this is too old.
Presumably not. So you need either... So the Pshat might be that Rishus HaYochid is made up of a combination of being makif the makom and keeping people out, and you know you need 3D makif the makom, and then the keeping out is on the fourth side. Or the pshat would be that no, it's completely defined by keeping people out. Walls might be more effective way of keeping people out, and 3 walls is a shear in minyas hiloch harabim. That's not enough minya. 2 walls is monet on 2 sides, but then even if it's uneven ground on the third and fourth side, that's still it's too much open access. I can hear that. Right. So I thought that Mechitzim Aliyasa blocks Asi Rabim, meaning you can't say Asi Rabim when there's Dal Mechitzim Aliyasa.
I mean, if it's not, there's Mechitzim, why not?
Because that's Monei Adahiluch.
You think he means prevention?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I understood it.
Okay.
Just like he would say in the case of the Rashba's own Asi Rabim. At least according
it sounds like it's a din.
Then why say Ma'al Yisa?
Al Pidin is considered a
mitzvah.
Asi Rabim can only undermine things that aren't real mitzvahs. Nothing to the physical aspect of it. If you have something that is a strong mitzvah, so and it's vulnerable,
Asirabim.
It's invulnerable to Asi Rabim.
Right. I get
because it isn't the din of the chalos arshas, and it isn't the shear in a physical practical shear in the mechitza. It's when you have a flimsy mechitza, so that it's kind of accentuated by Asi Rabim.
So,
but if you have mechitza bal yasa, so it's always immune to.
To Asi Rabim.
So the
al yasa
means the fact that the dal mechitza is mal yasa.
I guess Asi Rabim it seems like it's a combination of the Gemara's description of it is a practical effect of mechitzos getting
right,
lost, but clearly it means the Alpidin.
Right, but we know that it's a big that's a big
right.
But anybody's going to be mechalik between either different quality of mechitzos to go back to. Anybody who's mechalik between different quality of mechitzos, meaning asiviros, turos of pesach, omid merubah, lechi, kortamadam or mechitza, which there are different views of Roshonim, or anybody who's going to mechalik not even quality of any particular mechitza, but the combination, let's say, where there are 4 mechitzas opposed to 3 mechitzas, etc., seems to be taking a stand that Asi Rabim isn't something which works per se.
Right. It depends on the...
It depends what it's against. So
it's like the structure of...
It's koveya when there's a vulnerable mishumachitz, or a vulnerable mishumachitz, or a vulnerable effect of combination.
It does not mean mishumachitz per se, though. It could be that the chatzar is down to the shifron and making a chatzar.
could be. Or mechitzah. But it's saying that would be the same general idea in terms of what we do.
So I guess
extended
would there be a when you, I guess just to bring it back, I guess I'm thinking the chilk between the Rashba and the Meiri is that it doesn't affect that. Oh, it's just a question within the Rashba, meaning we see that Rashba versus Meiri, for the Rashba the fourth wall is defensive in some way. The question is it defensive in a practical sense of being Munaya, or is it defensive in reinforcing the difference between what's inside and what's outside?
It's just defensive.
Right,
it enhances
that's
the Rosh Hashanah in some way, but it's not essential.
But right, so meaning that enhancement itself, from the fact that it's not essential, is
so
only necessary in order to prevent an overturning Al Yaday in outside
that's
force.
That's not Gemina.
Right. But, okay.
But the overturning is more formalistic than that.
Okay. Yeah. But either way, I think we can agree that we have an interesting machlokas here, two ways of saying this idea that boiled down to perhaps, certainly it boiled down to whether the ikar is three or four walls.
What you're trying to bring out in these two different citations, I guess,
right,
is whether or not there's really four.
Meaning for the Meiri, it seems like four is really
the category.
Yeah, and utilizing lo nichatash mishtei
tells you whether you have the four.
Yeah, it's standing in place of the fourth wall. Either be
shita said it's three, but it causes problems in the fourth.
Right, the Rashba is saying no, but three walls Torah's chatzer, and you just need to worry about some outside issue. This machlokas is found in the context of the Ravid, where the problem on the fourth side is lo nicha tashmishtei or nicha tashmishtei. We could ask the same exact question with the shita that says as to whether the fourth side is pasuach lekarmelis or pasuach l'shasarava. Is the pshat, a Rosh Hashanah, like we mentioned at the beginning, a Rosh Hashanah could be definitional, it could be defined by the fact that it's the Rishos HaRabim, or the place of Hiluch HaRabim. Lo Nichat HaShmishtei kind of focuses on the Hiluch. You know, the passage to Rishos HaRabim is so easy from this place, so we have to do something about it, like we discussed. In a parallel way, we could ask, when something is Pasuach, Rishos HaRabim, so is the pshat that three walls is really sufficient to make Rishos HaRabim, when it's open on the fourth side, so just not the Hiluch HaRabim, just the Makom Rishos HaRabim comes in and overturns the Rishos HaYachid that used to be there. As Pesuch LeKarmelis, that doesn't happen. Or as a Pshat, that no, really, you need four walls. And the only thing is, the purpose of that fourth wall is just to really solidify the difference between Rishos HaYachid and Rishos HaRabim. When it's only Pesuch LeKarmelis, so then that difference is obvious because there's a huge gap between them.
So are you more formulating it whether the requirement of the four is a din of Rishos HaYachid or the fourth is a din of Rishos HaRabim? Four Rishos HaYachid, or do you need four? You need three Rishos HaYachid, but if the fourth is Nifrats, then Rishos HaRabim invades.
Yeah,
exactly.
Parallel to the way the Rashba kind of described it. Just the lashon of, and the lashon of the Rishonim. Let's say on Tzadik Dalet. Let's say the Rash was Yesh Mefarshim. Is not really so clear. They just say this is really what we see in most Rishonim when they describe it. At least what I saw was on the third paragraph of the Rashba, source number 10. Yesh Mefarshim Hasan Ben Mavi Pesuch LeKarmelis. So So in that case, where it's in parzel, shoser rabim, three mechitzos are not deraisa. It doesn't really tell me. You might say, oh, you see that it's a issue be'etzem in the rishus. I don't really see that. I think it's a little vague. But if we look back at the Taz on page 1, the Taz in source number 5, Simin Shin Samachim Mosif Katan Aleph, so the Taz is saying over the Shita Satur, so it's clear. Ulinis Dati, near Latari, Stim Shemen Mehe Mairi, Sharuch Arvias Hulashus Harabim, Sheikach Kosav Shom, Rekaren Zavios Hasmuchos, Lushus Harabim, Kingom Avus, Shisham Gimuchisos Vahue. That's the tour. That the case of the tour in Shemen Mehe was Pasuk Lushus Harabim. It's clear in the Taz, the Pshat is that three mechitzos is b'shus echad d'oraisa. The problem is when it's pasuk l'shus harabim, you're open up to bittul al yedei the rabim. He does talk about the zimnin dochki, but it's clear it's not a question of nichatash mishnei or lo nichatash mishnei. In the Ravid, there was no indication that it would depend whether you're pasuk l'shus harabim or pasuk l'kaimus. If it's nichatash mishnei on the fourth side, then ayis v'shus hayachid. Here it's clear the fourth side being l'shus harabim is mevatel what you once had. It used to be Rishas Yochid Gomer, but now it became a Tzid Rishas Rabim and it's now a Karmelis. So that it says it all. Coming back again to our original question about Tikkun Mevuos, so Rashi, again, Rashi in Sukkah, Beis Amad Aleph, he said that L'fish Eimlu Mechit Revi'is V'karvu Li'os Doma L'Shas Rabim Hitzrichu Heker. So Rashi in that Dermasel says that three walls make something of Shus Yachid Dereis. I mean, with caveat, he said, Shus Yachid Benechateos. But Lachora he holds three walls of Dereis. However, he says that the reason why we would mistake this place with Rosh Hashanah, seems like he said, because it doesn't have a Mechitza Revias. Now you could tell me the Vav, I'm not sure about this. Maybe there's two separate points. I read it as that gufo makes it karav lios dome. The lack of the mechitzah revias, be'etzem makes it karav lios dome l'shus harabim. So we now have two models of how that would work. Bein, the Taz is gufo speaking about that case when you have a yoshus hayachid which is nifras l'shus harabim. It loses its status as yoshus hayachid. Or the alternative is like we saw in the Rashba, that even if you had something, you lose it on the fourth side. So it could be that the Tikkun Mevuos, according to Rashi, is Ka'ein, this the Oraisa idea that we see in the Taz, and the Meiri, and the Rashba, that the fourth side of Rosh Hashayachid needs something. The Mechitza maybe is the ideal way to take care of the issue there, but it maybe can be accomplished by something else. Rashi is saying that on a Derabanan plane. Chazal were concerned that a Mavu, which is Nifratz, it's Dome L'Shus Rabim in that sense. Kol Shekein, if Rashi really holds like what the Ritva says in Bach Tes, that that three walls doesn't automatically define something as L'Shus Rabim, Rashi might literally hold like the Taz, in which case the Takana Derabana makes perfect sense. Obviously that doesn't work with Rashi and Sukkah, who says Shosh Mechitzos Deraisa, but I don't know, the Ritva says Rashi could hold of it, so I don't know what to do about that. And coming back to the Taz we began with, about is there any concept of Tikkun Mevuos when you have four walls? It would be obvious. No, there is no Asa Lufa in such a case. The reason why Rosh Hashanah is Asa Lufa and Rosh Rabim is not because of some general concept that people walk around with no awareness of the walls or of the Tzuras HaPesach or the Lechiayim. It's because three walls is, in a certain sense, at least in Rabbanah, and maybe even Deraisa, is Karov Lios Dome L'Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's Aleph. I think that was Beis, actually. So now let's move on to Gimel. This is a separate, another issue which comes up in the first perek, comes up on Daf Yud, Yudam and Beis. So the Gemara on Yudam and Beis has the fascinating sugya of Or HaAsla. It's a seat made out of leather, and talking about Kabbalah's Tuma, fascinating topic for Chabura. Throwing it out there. So Tosos, Dibur Masna of Etzba Ayim, the bottom Tosos, asks an important question. So the Gemara says the case is where you have Etzba Ayim Ushlish Mikan, Etzba Ayim Ushlish Mikan, and Etzba Ayim Ushnei Shlishim. Sorry, Etzba Ayim Ushnei Shlishim Mikan, Etzba Ayim Ushnei Shlishim Mikan, Etzba Ayim Ushnei Shlishim Mikan. So you have 1 2/3 Etzbos on both sides of the seat, and the area in the middle is exactly also 1 2/3 etzba'ayim. Sorry, 2 2/3 etzba'os. More accurate way of saying it. So Tosas asks, Lo shaykh b'ar ha'asla shu kli asa avira, the ha'gisa v'avira da'ama umavatale. Tosas is not the question, it's a statement. You might be wondering, why don't we say, wait a minute, the ha'im ha'minag, you have this part is filled in, and this is the middle of the seat, and these are exactly 2 2/3. They're both 2 2/3. And here you have Avira da Alma. So why don't we say that Asi Avira Mikan, Avira Mikan, Umavatale. So this should be Bato, and we should no longer have an Or HaAsla in the middle. It shouldn't be a Kli anymore. So Tosa says, no, it's a Kli. We only say Asi Avira Umavatale Elba Mechitzos HaKvuos Kedol El. Mechitzos, that's where we apply Asi Avira. Okay. Ulakama Pepikin, similarly we apply it later on in Tesalon Beis, Gabi Makivin B'Chavolim. The Mishnah in Tesalon Beis describes how do you make Roshus HaYachid an encampment. Some of us might be familiar with this process from Sukkos. So you make Chavolim. Can really go either way, but we're going to talk about this case where you have vertical ropes that are loved to each other. Loved straps that we know and love. So Tosa says that it's only in the case where we're trying to create a mechitza kavua that we apply asi avir. Viritzba mefarish, a different answer. De avir, de ama lo ama, de asi mevatale, ela ba avir shani choshu kisasum, kahi de la el. The chashav ha'avir shal eser kisasim. Ha'id ala'el is referring to the case on Daf Dalid. Okay. Daf. Hey. Say. Oh, you're right. Yeah, apologize. Thank you. when you have a mavui and there's a pierce in the mavui, so you want to be so safe that pierce on the side of the mavui. And similarly on Daf Tesvav, again we want to be machshir the avir lamala kisasim, as he says, the chash uve mekivin bechavolim avir de lamala may eser chashiv kisasim, aval haavir she'enu min hamachitza enu mevatel. The case of in the Or HaAsla, I'm not trying to create a seat which is over here, that this area is not part of the seat. I don't care about that area. So that avir is not mevatel. But in the case of chavalim, this whole thing I want to be part of the mechitza, and I want my mechitza to keep going up and up and up. The avir lemal min hamechitza is kisasum. It's min hamechitza. The Ritzba, he doesn't explicitly mention it, but Lachor is referring to the concept of Rishus HaYachid Ola Amar Akiya. The Rashba, there on Yudam and Beis, so he's discussing the same issue, and he gives a slightly different answer. It is number 12. Source 12. V'inami yesh li lomai. Delo aminon osi avir da hagisa. Ela ba'avir de mavri gufe bilchud. Kemen diminehu chashev v'vetule omein muat shebo. Aval avir de mavri gufe v'avir de chutza lo. De avir de chutza lo de lav minei lo chashev v'vetule omein de mavri. If you have a mavri, that here's the wall of the mavoi, and then here's the pirza, and here's a little pas at the head of the mavoi, and then you have all the avir outside of the mavoi. So should we say asa avira from this side, and from this side, and about to the pas? So the Rashi, no, this avir is part of the mavoi. It's not that it's not sasam, it's not part of the mavoi, it's not the avir hamavoi. Masha'ein kein, in this case, all the avir, lamala, is part of it. As he says, Vim tomar v'al g'mashma l'kama l'gam b'chavalim, da'afilu avir d'lamala meihem mitzdaif l'vatel, kadimin hasam, imukmos le'i iloi, asa avir d'hagisu v'avir d'hagisu v'vatel. The Gemara says, you can't make your chavalim too far apart because you're going to run into a problem with asa avira. Geishlomar d'hasam, kevan d'avir shalamala min ha'chavalim ad l'rakia choshuv meihem. The Rosh Hashanah Yochid Ola Ad Rakia Zek Avir Ad Rakia Zek Avir and Mamish Mitzayif Levatel. Over there, Rosh Hashanah Yochid Ola Ad Rakia. So the whole Avir above the Mechitzos is part of the Rishus, and you have to worry about Bittel. Sam, it's interesting. It's like the opposite of the Ran and the Darim about Bittel. Here, because it's Mine, therefore it's more Shaykh to Bittel. That's a Stam Ha'ara. Right. And I'll find out.
Yeah,
some
sort of
thing.
Are you talking about
Bittel in the formal? I'm not holding that thing at all. I'm just throwing it at me. Sorry. Found it. I'm not holding it. I'm not going to touch it to say it to your question. Okay. So. What's so interesting is that the Rashba doesn't say what the Ritzba said. The Ritzba said the Avir Lamala is Kisasum, it's Min HaMechitza. The Rashba has a more, let's say, a power of Lashon. It's Mine, it's part of the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. He never said it becomes part of the Mechitza. He then quotes the Ritzba, slightly different version, but similar idea, that the Avir Lamala is Omei Lisoger Oli Gader. So that's why it's mitzdarif. And he ends, ukrovin dvarai la'alos im dvar av l'tam echa. We're similar enough. So they are similar. But I think there's a significant point here on Daf Yonim Beis. It seems like we have machlokas rishonim, and we'll see that this machlokas exists elsewhere. Whether the idea of a rishus echa d'ola ad l'rekia is totally on the concept of good asik mechitzta. It seems like the ritzba needs good asik mechitzta in order to power the avir lamal min harshus to be harshus hayachid, whereas the Rashba doesn't seem to rely on it. This question, I assume, is a little more famous because of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Sukkah Perek Dalet Aleph discusses this in the context of the Ramban and the Ram. The Ramban. I quoted here from the Rashba because I like his formulation. I think it's an interesting point to discuss. But same thing is found in Rabban, that's what Chaim quotes. So the Gemara and Shabbos stuff, so that's when Beis wants to know what happens if you're a Zorek from Rosh Hashanah Rabim through the air, and then it's Nach Lamala on top of an Amud in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. In Amud Gavoa, sorry, Rachav Arba. So the Rishonim are all bothered, like, what kind of question is the Gemara to know? Since it's coming from a Malkum Tur, are you still Chayef? Right? You're Zorek, Mershus Harabim, through a Malkum Tur, on top of this Amud. So the Rishonim quote, like, case after case, well, of course we see that if you have a Kir and a Mershus Harabim, and an Achan Mershus Hayachid, I don't care if there's a Malkum Tur Be'em, so of course you're Chayef. So, and the Gemara on Daf Sadi Tes doesn't have like a clear maskana to that question. Like, oh, of course you're chayav. That's not what the Gemara says. So the Ramban, I have it here in the Rashba. The Ramban, he's quoting the Ramban. His Teretz is like this. This is source 13, paragraph 2. Haramban zal tirik the chalhecha de akam in makom chiyev the nachem makom chiyev uba arish makom chiyev mamish lomi ba'ilei the chayav. It's the aver makom chiyev, and then he threw the Avir Shus HaRabim, that's Pasha, that's fine. Kikam Yubayi Lei B'Shenach B'Amud HaOmid B'Shus HaRabim Sha'aviro Hu Avir Shus HaRabim Ha'a Malkum Tur. The problem here is not that it passed through a Malkum Tur, it's that the Hanacha at the end of the day was also in a Malkum Tur. this Amud, we have an Amud Gvala Asara Rechav Arba in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the Amud itself is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but the Avir Lamala, the Chayfetz is sitting. Stand there for a reason. So the Chayfetz is sitting on top of the Amud. So the Amud itself is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but the Chayfetz is surrounded by the Avir of a Malkum Ptur. That's the question that the Gemara wants to know. The avir above that amud is a malkum tur, even though the ground of the amud is a rishus hayachid. Dechi amrina and the rishus hayachid ola alarakia hani milei rishus hayachid gemura b'mechitzos kegon chater. Aval amud lo v'chein das ben haygon zal bazeh. So Ramban's yesod is that this concept of rishus hayachid ola alarakia only works when you have mechitzos on the side. But something like this shtender, which doesn't have mechitzos, it's just an amud. Let's read the Rashba. The Rashba has a line that Ramban doesn't have. The Ramban just says chilek between chatzer and amud. Chatzer, amud. So a chatzer, presumably the mechitzos are around the sides, and you're inside the mechitzos. You can look at them and be surrounded by them. Amud, you're on top of them. And we don't say Rishus Hecha Oled Adla Rekia. The Rashba has one line, which we may come back to. We only say Rishus Hecha Yachid Oled Adla Rekia Hanimile Rishus Hecha Gemura B'Mechitzos. That line is not in the Ramban. You need a Rishus Hecha Gemura B'Mechitzos. So Reb Chaim quotes this Ramban, and at first he wants to say the Rambam holds like the Ramban, but then he says no, the Rambam doesn't really hold like the Ramban. Really, the Rambam holds that you always have Rishus Hayachid Ola Adla Rekia, even without Kud Asik. Reb Chaim assumes that according to Ramban, the chilek between Chatzar and Amud is a question of do you have Kud Asik? If you have Kud Asik, then you'll have the Rishus Hayachid go all the way up to the Rekia, like the Ritzba. If you don't have Kud Asik, then you won't say Rishus Hayachid Ola Adla Rekia, and that's Pshat. Derech Agav, it's interesting. The Ramban, the Ritzba we know holds. We see from our Tosos, Ritzba holds that you need good asik in order to say Rishus Hayachid Ola Adla Rekia. And the Reb Chaim assumes that the Ramban holds like that too. It's interesting because the Ramban in two places refers to Ritzba. The Ritzba was the Rebbe of both of Ramban's Rebbeim. So it's very interesting. Both Rav Nosson Bar Meir and Rabbi Ben Yakar, he quotes in two cases as that I know of, he quotes them quoting the Ritzba. Like the Ritzba was the Ramban's connection to Bali Tosos. Yeah, so that's really interesting.
Do you want to just mention you're going to read the Ramban differently?
Even
the Rashba?
I'm going to. The Reb Chaim learns that the Ramban is relying on the Asik. I'm going to suggest a different shot. Isn't the first question what are we dealing with, and then we can ask whether we should apply Asiyah Vira? So, are we dealing with a Rishus Hayachid, are we dealing with a area which has mechitzos and we want to be silim and make part of that mechitza, or are we not dealing with that area?
I don't know. That's Rashka's in there. He said maybe you should deal with the mechitza. The avir actually trying to fill in is part of the cheshbon. Theoretically, if you would, you could. But that's irrelevant.
You're saying maybe the avir.
Could have been irrelevant.
So you're saying maybe the avir, in the inside is ola adla rekia and even without mechitzas on the outside.
No, and you could have like an amud theoretically,
like an amud.
In this particular case, since the mitzias is good asset, mechitzah goes on.
why would you, I guess you'd have to say, I mean, that you could have such, you think there are different kinds of shidduchim. Your tail could have a dinim shidduchim or a kid because not created by mechitzos. Shidduchim, created by mechitzos when you go.
Ah, okay. So yeah, that's, we'll get to that. Exactly. You need Gerasa.
What's the ending about the
Right. Right.
Or maybe you don't need Gerasa.
If you use Gerasa, then you must need it. That's your difference.
Right. That's what I'm assuming. Right.
Right. I'm saying maybe.
Or go further and say maybe you don't need Gerasa.
Yeah, but that's what I'm going to suggest.
I think it's the same path. That's
but
why
once
you get into the spot.
But I guess we'll come back. I think it's clear if you say that you're using good ASIC, then you need it. I think you need it.
Yes,
that's
yes,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a. But well, yeah, we'll get to that. So Reb Chaim assumes that it's coming back. So Reb Chaim assumes that according to Ramban, you need a good ASIC, and that's the difference between a chatzar and an amud. Mash ain't came the Rambam, says Reb Chaim. The Rambam doesn't hold that way. How do I know? Because the din of tail. So we're on the first line of Reb Chaim in the middle. Of a tail like a hachdin or dershus yacha ol other here. So according to the Ramban, it would come out that an amud and a tail, right? They don't have rishus yacha ol other rakia. But the Rambam can't hold like that. Tarei haRambam pekedan hilchos Shabbos kasav b'stoma to tell havi rishus yachid v'kilu lo sham in kol rishus yachid. The Rambam lists first. The Rambam lists the rishus yachids, and then he says, and the din is that rishus yachid is ol al rakia. Umashma, the alkoshes yachid koi, af al din, which is yachid the tail. The imkain or eladasa rambam, balkarach, mukrach, the gamazel, and good asik. So Chaim Nahavamina says, oh, must be that even a tail has good asik. We may love the nukhil of Farisha libet nasugio, the omel kemosha kasamnu. Oh, it's, now we're back to the rabbit's kasha. Vanir eladasa rambam, this sphere the hadir shosecha, ola other kia, ain't them ishum din and good asik. Kim de hudin bifne atamo, the machitos had achtonos. Yesh ben asar godros es hamokom adarikia mashay lekulish asiyachet. Vizel kol ben mechitzos kechol sheish ben shiura da asar godros es hamokom adarikia. And that's the pshat tail, the pshat amud. So according to Reb Chaim, the Rambam holds that rishus hayacha ol adarikia is not a function of good asik, but it needs mechitzos. Reb Chaim says two or three times that you need the mechitzos on the bottom to be go there as hamokom. Once you have the mechitzos on the bottom, we say that the Rishus HaYachid is Ole Adarakia, but not because those mechitzos on the bottom are rising up. Another raya he has, a great raya, is that the Rambam in all Hilchos Shabbos never says the words good asik. He says it in Hilchos Sukkah, but in Hilchos Shabbos he never says it. So it seems a very good pshat. One more shita in this regard is Shita's Rashi. Back on page 1, Rashi in Shabbos Daf Vav Amar Aleph. This is one example. Rashi says it in a bunch of places. Mordechai this morning showed me Rashi in Ervin, Peites Amar Aleph at the beginning of Kol Gogos, says the same thing. I apologize. Rashi in Shabbos Vav Amar Beis. It's number 8 on page 1. It goes on to page 2. On that we read before, Kamash Man Gemura, Rashi said this Amud, what makes it a Rishus Echad Gemura? The fact that it has 4 mechitzos. Rashi utilizes good asik to explain why there's a rishus hayachid on top of an amud. Mordechai showed me it's an even stronger lashon on peitas amud aleph in Erevin. Rashi towards the bottom, the second line from the bottom. Kuli amalu pligi. Damirin bu good asik. The damu lab amud rishus harabim. The havi rishus hayachid mishum good asik mashoch v'ha aleph. Oh, sorry. Similar lashon. I think it was strong. This morning, stronger or similar?
I mean, he's saying the only reason it is a rishus yachid is because of
that. The only reason it's rishus yachid, yeah. So here, the only way it could be rishus yachid is by the good asik. So strong. Rashi, it's elsewhere in the Mishnah Shabbos. Garbos, who's awesome, he lists like 5 or 6 places where Rashi says it. So we have is an interesting range. We have Rashi who says that the top of an amud is a rishus hayachid because it's mukaf mechitzos, because of good asik. We have Reb Chaim and the Rambam who says that the top of an amud is a rishus hayachid because of rishus hayachid ol al rakia without good asik. And we have the Rashba, and we have the Meiri. How to say it. Let's say there's two questions. There's two questions, really, when you talk about Rosh Hashanah Ola Al Rikiyah. Question number two is, what is the effect? What do we see when we look above the Rosh Hashanah Yachid? What do we see? Do we see Mechitzos, or do we just see a Rosh Hashanah up there? And a separate question is, what is the Gorei? What causes us to apply the din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid Ola Al Rikiyah? So the effect and the cause might be Talia Zavazeh, they may not be. I think that they are Talia Zavazeh if you hold that the effect is that the Mechitzos are Ola Al Rikiyah, that you need mechitzos to go up and up, the cause must be, at least partially, mechitzos on the ground. You can't say that there are no mechitzos on the ground, but the mechitzos go all the way up to the rikia. If there are no mechitzos on the ground, there has to be just a chalos and the reshus. And on the other hand, it doesn't go the opposite direction. You could say that you need mechitzos on the ground.
What did you say?
I just said that if you hold that the effect that when we reply Rishus Hayacha Olin, Rishus Hayacha Ola Adarekia, when we apply that, it's because the Mechitzos are going up because of good Asik. That means you have to have Mechitzos on the ground. As opposed to, as opposed to saying a tell, right? Tell them to have Mechitzos. That's right, as opposed to the Meiri. But just because you say there are Mechitzos on the ground, it doesn't mean that you're relying on good asik.
Right.
So to draw out the range, on the other hand, we have on one end of the range we have Rashi. Rashi says that Rosh Hashanah Ola Al Rikiyah is a function of good asik. So it must be that Rashi holds that there are mechitzos on the ground. On the other extreme, we have the Meiri. The Meiri. We'll sidetrack for just a moment. The Meiri's general shita. We're now in number Dalet. The Meiri's general shita is that you can have a Rosh Hashanah without mechitzos. He says it most clearly, I think Rabbi Packer for some of the Mahmogomos. He says this most clearly in Sukkah Daf Dalet. In the Sukkah of Gorasik and Mechitzos Nikaros, he says, Yesholim, some people ask, Mimasha Omer Msacha Shabbos Prek Hazorik Shim Zorik Even Al Tel Gavoa Asara B'Shabbos Chayav Menishu Rosh Hayachid. Right, a tail is a Rosh Hayachid. Alma Loba in Mechitzos Nikaros. So why is it then Sukkah the Gemara says you mean Mechitzos Nikaros? Vein Zu She'ela Shebezu Yata Torech Bala Gan Asik Asha Tisterech Bala Mechitzos Nikaros. Over there in Shabbos we weren't relying on Gan Asik. She'ena tam el bnei shekol shegavo asara rachav arba eino tash mishal bnei rishos rabim v'dino kishos yachid. The pshat over there in Shabbos is that anything which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide is not tash shal bnei rishos rabim v'dino kishos yachid af below mechitzos. An amazing thing, the Meiri says you could have a rishos yachid without any mechitzos at all. The pshat in the tail is that it's not mitash bnei rishos rabim. And that alone can define Rosh Hashanah Yachid, an amazing thing. Aval b'sukkah l'mechitzos anu tzrichim v'in kein adar tzarech l'mechitzos nikarnos. By sukkah, you know, the mechitzos is what you need. It's not to not be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, to not be anything, I don't know. It's the mechitzah itself. So that, so for that, that's the Gemara's chiluk. He says this, again, in Shabbos Daf Kuf, on the Gemara of Tehillim Mislakeit. So the first paragraph here is source 16. The first paragraph is the Meiri just explains Tehillim Mislakeit. It doesn't tell you exactly how it works. He notes that it is. He notes that on let's say line 4, it's Ein Tashmisha Noach Levnei Rishos Rabim. It doesn't say that's the pshat in it, nor does it say that it's a mechitza. But the next Gemara says that a mav. Yeah. I would say that it's a shear in separation. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yatzvah. But Right. Right. So, I was wondering. I want to Yom Hei with Parshas. You know, I was trying to think of something in the Parsha that should have asked me. Parshas. I would say that a Karmelist is not as Mugdol. Meaning, the differences between Rosh Hashanah and Karmelist for the Meiri, or at least some of them, are going to be exactly this point. The Karmelist is, it's not 10 Tzachim tall. It's not that far away from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's only this far away. So, let's see. So the Gemara in Daf Kuf in Shabbos, so it has a case of a Mavui, Shu Shavim Mitocho. It's got like a ramp, right? No drawing. So, exactly. So it's got a ramp up to the Shas Rabim, down to the Shas Rabim. So Gemara says, same share, if it's mislaket, then you don't need a lechi v'korah. So, not necessarily a shalot de oraisa, but this mechitza is standing in place This ramp is standing in place of a lechi v'korah. So Rashi says, "What's pshat? It's a mechitza. L'chora that you know, it's the next line after the din of talmas lakate. So we learn that a ramp is a mechitza. A mechitza doesn't have to be straight; it can even be tilted." The Meiri though says, "This is where he says that line. The second line from the bottom of the Meiri." Also mavui, ain't otzerich lo lechi bo korah shahari muflog muvdal hu mishas harabim. V'yesh mefarshim Rashi says she also gova shabatana pesach hi lo mechitza, ava pishem mishapeh v'holech derech pnei moderchot. Some people say it's mechitza in the authentic, but I say the pshat it's muflog muvdal. Once it's muflog muvdal, so you don't need a lechi bo korah. So from that alone, you wouldn't know what he would say by Talmud Lakei. But on Sukkot Daf Dalid, he already told us. You don't need mechitzos as long as it's not. The lashon there was as long as it's not. Sorry, look at the wrong place. As long as it's not tashmishel b'nei v'shasarab. So here he's just saying a little more positive. It's muflag u'muvdal. The last Miri, and this is coming back to the question of Ola Al Rakia. So Miri on Shabbos Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Eizehu Rishus Hayachid. Chol Rishus Shu Amok Asara Berachav Arba Mishamu Lamala. Hein Shu Charetz Hein Shu Teil Ogeder Shemishtam Shon Alav. Aval Pi Shein Shom Mechitzos. Hein Mide Adam Hein Mide Shemaim. Hein Shu Karkar Shabbos Shemukav Dal Mechitzos. Gavan Asara Benem Dal. So what did he say? He said, "Kol rishus she'omak asara chavar ba umisham ulamala." That rishus of asara and dal on dalid and everything above it. That's a rishus hayachin. Bein achiritz a tail a geder. Shemisham shenolav avu bisha in shemachitzos. The cases of tail and geder, Meiri lishitas, there are no machitzos. And afapikin, he said, "Misham ulamala." So it seems like the Meiri is saying that the din of rishus hayachin ola alarekia doesn't require machitzos. Now, that is something I think we haven't seen yet. Now, just in terms of the diuk, I'm pretty sure it's clear when he says umishamu lamala, he means that everything lamala mayasara is part of the rishus hayachid. The alternative read would potentially be no. He just means it's not exactly 10 and 4x4. It could even be bigger than that. I don't think that's what he means because later in the same paragraph he says. Towards the bottom, the last line, Kol sheyesh baruch b'dal al dal b'gova asara o yeser, right? The word yeser means or more. He's talking about a kli. You can have a kli which is a rishus hayachid. He's saying even a very big kli can be a rishus hayachid. But misham ulamala, I think, is pretty clear that the rishus hayachid is ola lamala without any mechitzos. Okay, so that's the sheet of the Meiri. So coming back, so let's make our extremes. On one extreme, we have Rashi. Rashi says that Rishus Hayachid Ola Alarkiya is a function of good Asik. On the other extreme, we have the Meiri, who says that Rishus Hayachid Ola, even without Mechitzos. So it's just a shame Rishus Hayachid and now the avir above it is Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, he's not relying on good asik. What's the middle position? Reb Chaim's understanding of the Rambam. Reb Chaim's understanding is that all Rishus HaYochids have good asik. All Rishus HaYochids have Rishus HaYochid Ola Adar Akiya. It is not totally on good asik, but it does require mechitzos on the bottom. The mechitzos are necessary to be go there as hamakom. So, seems like it's a type of Rishus HaYochid, it's not a type of. It's a din in Rishus HaYachid, but the part of the Rishus HaYachid which causes it is the mechitzos. The mechitzos shebo are what create the din of Rishus HaYachid Ole, even though it's not totally on good asik. Why is it the mechitzos? I'm not sure. It could just be that Reb Chaim thought that all Rishus HaYachids need mechitzos, and maybe he's just describing the mechitzos work to be go there the makom.
It's still different than saying that it's just a din in Chalos Rishus HaYachid, that it's all out of
work. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it.
It sounds like
you think so.
The
mechitzos are
unique.
Not an invisible line or like it's there, but the impact that they have below
right. Kind
of still has, you know, it encloses on a certain level,
right. You
know, the area above.
And the pshat that might be.
In theory, you could probably say any chalos Rishus HaYachid just has, by definition, a din of all of Arakiya.
Not because it moves off, because
maybe that's what makes it Rishus HaYachid, but it doesn't sound like that's what makes it all of Arakiya. No, it's not so clear in Reb Chaim's view of the Rambam that you can't have a, or maybe that's just a coincidence and a side point, meaning Lu Yitzur you had Rishus HaYachid which wasn't based on Mechitzos.
Right. What would be the
say,
din?
It's not a din that Rishus HaYachid all Arakiya, it's a din of Rishus HaYachid. It's still a din in the Gedaras Hamakom,
right.
You want to call it, as opposed to being inside Mechitzos, as opposed to being a din in the Chalos Rishus HaYachid. For example, when some of the Rishonim want to characterize the difference between Rishus HaRab and Rishus HaYachid, let's say in the first parak of Shabbos, so sometimes they will quote, because Zola and Larakia, as an example. Is that a good example? Is that a shear in Mechitzos?
Right.
Is that really a shear in the Rishuyos, meaning?
Right.
It sounds like some of them quote it and some of them don't. And I think the ones who don't think, because
that's not a question of
the It's not a characteristic of the word Chalos Rishus.
Right.
Like you were talking before, is it functional? Is it structural? Those kind of questions. Is it Chalos Rishus or the absence of Rishus? Those kind of questions. Does it belong to that group of issues? Or is it really a din in, either the quality of Rishus HaYachid and the impact that the Mechitzos have and so
right.
on? I would suspect that for the Meiri, it's a din closer.
Rishus HaYachid. Yeah, I think it's the opposite. Right. There's a further chiluk. Sorry.
Meiri say because Kol Shevoah Asar Rachad Eino Tash Pesuk Nei Rishus HaRab. So why would I not say the same thing Ad Rakia? Once what makes Rishus HaYachid is that it's moved the same way on top of the Tel Mamish is not a Mokh Rishus HaRab, which makes Rishus HaYachid. So certainly higher than that's even higher to get to.
So maybe again, that's what makes it continue to be a chalos rishus hayachid, and the meila that has the deal about the lucky.
The Meiri wouldn't say that all avir is rishus hayachid, even though it's mufloga moved all it. The dafka, the one above the rishus hayachid, because that rishus hayachid created a chalos and that makom, that pillar going up. How is that more moved on?
It made it go through a system of it made it separate.
So why is he emphasizing that because of that
pizza?
He means practically.
It's things that separate.
Then it's considered good geduros.
Right.
Whatever makes a geduros.
Right. That's the same reason I ran on top of it is because they know task is something just around. I would just think the same thing is close up.
I guess that's the question I'm reading. Does he mean to emphasize when he says that mechitzos that it's a din b'chalos rishus, or is he emphasizing that muvdal mufrash, let's say, is anyways what's koveya here? So the
two go together. It's because there's no formal mechitzos. Really? Is that the way you're thinking?
I, I thought it was just a din of Rosh Hashayachid as the type of Rishus that it is, but I hear it. You're saying more on that. It says, if Mugdar, you're saying if Mugdal and Mufrash is the Koveya, so that's every bit is true. There's no special din of that's what you're saying. No special din of Avi Rosh Hashayachid. Just Avi Rosh Hashayachid is
the same thing.
More
Mugdal, or more maybe even. I guess if you said Kol Shekain, that would be better. But no, I'm not saying that's a riot that you're saying. I don't think you have to.
So I think it's not a din in the Rishus, but it's a question of being Mugdal, just like we say by Mechitzos, din of Mechitzos, so it could be a din of Mugdal.
Or Mugdal and Mufrash.
Yes.
Or Mugdal.
I want to take something very important. The first one, the Torque, Erwin Hegel, was a great physicist, one of the greatest in the United States. He had a shield, and I gave him that shield. He came to me in 1973, and he introduced himself to me. He was taken from the University of Pennsylvania, where he was a full professor of physics and no more. Dan Belton, he took this man in. And he came here, and he came with good people. He had a brother also, an outstanding scientist. Started from the Belford, and they gave a lot of money that time. They gave him a lot of money. He came here. And he said to me he would like to have a shear. He would want to give a shear in Eric. And he said to him, he wrote me a letter from the Moshe Feinstein. He would keep speaking out to the Moshe Feinstein. He wrote me a letter from the Moshe Feinstein. He said that the whole new world today, Einstein's theory, is in error. And he said, what is the difference? What happens to something like that? And changed the whole world something in a blink of an eye. Age goes. What did he accomplish? He accomplished error. And this is not error you're talking about today. He said, knowledge was acquired, took us thousands of years to get one step ahead. Because what happened was, the person went to here, went to the end of the table, and the table under, you can go further. What happened when Einstein, those people in that era began, was they came to the end of the table. And they imagined what's beyond the end of that table. They began to imagine it. What's the end of that table? And they began to make theories what how it goes from year to year. You don't see it. So you wrote in this paper to Rabari and to the and I hope I still have it. They took most of my files on the street. And the next he said that what was the first thing, the first hindsight thing, that was good Ochis and Pitikva. He said suddenly, he said the Hilchasuk, that was his concern. He said suddenly, somebody came along. And figured out, and he said that was Chazal. They figured out you go beyond that. You go straight up, and you have to realize there's a connection, something happening here. Once you get to know that connection, you begin to get to know that connection, you can go as far as you want. And he said that principle was the principle of the Sukkah of Gurasik, Gurachis, and Pitikva. And Rebbeisha agreed with it, and I'm not sure how to Rebbeisha could decide, but he agreed with this idea. There's a machlok between a bay and rubber on this too. I don't recall. My mind is not what it used to be. My mind was never used to be. That I want you to know. See, he came to me and he asked me to make a shear in Erevan. And he was permitted to teach anything in his course he wanted to. He had no curriculum. Every professor had, at least in Belfer, had the right to do it all. Because there would be Gdolim in the world. So he could take to do it. That Erevan course became the course, his course. So we began with about six or seven people. It ended up with one. And then we had to look at Dr. Feldman. I remember that it's a great idea. It's a whole thing.
Did Avraimel pick that? I think Avraimel had 1 year in
What?
Avraimel Einstein. I think he had 1 year in Hader.
Yeah,
it's in the book.
This one ended up with See, he wrote a tremendous many pages.
It was a short period of time he rebelled against his parents.
But that was what he said.
I think for 1 year.
In Poland, yeah.
I have to look at the book again.
So in any event, I want you to know, we're not joking, that he wrote a massive work. And I had
this fellow.
This fellow. And he sent me, I have to look at the
Aaron Preisler.
Huh?
Is Aaron Preisler?
Aaron Preisler.
It is Aaron Preisler?
Yeah.
I think he was a mathematician.
So No, the uncle. So what happened was, he sent me his, very thick, he began in Brazil. He did about 3 or 4 chapters in Brazil. He was going to send the whole site to the bottom, a voluminous thing, and he was going to go through all the Brazil. But he was the first one, and the sheer in the last 1, 2, or 3 months, because he started with 6, and by then, there's 2 or 3 months, they didn't understand. And so, amazing.
Celestial engineering, right?
So this whole thing is now, it's not an exaggeration. The only thing with exaggeration is the part that I don't remember.
But you're reaching, that's part of the...
I was very good before there was anything. There was nothing. Okay.
We have Rashi. Okay, good asik makes Rashi Olam Kia, that might be the Ritzvah. And we have the Meiri who says Rashi Yachid Olam without any mechitzas at all. And we have Reb Chaim's description of the Rambam that Rashi Yachid Olam not a good asik, but you need mechitzas. A further chiluk might be the Rashba. We might say that Rashi Yachid Olam Alar Kia, the effect is not to have the walls go up. It's not Ayde Gur Asik. But you need mechitzos in order to cause the din.
You don't think that's Reb Chaim meant?
I think that is Reb Chaim meant, but the further chiluk, which the Rashba might hold, is that this is true, but not of all Rosh Hashayachid. Some Rosh Hashayachid have this din, and some don't.
You're the ones with the mechitzos.
Yeah. Why would we say this? So the Rashba on Yerim Beis, so the implication of the Rashba on Yerim Beis, is that Rishus Hayachid Ole is not totally on good asik. At the same time, the Rashman said decimal base, it seems to accept the Ramban's assumption that we'll be mechalik and when we apply good asik. On a by a chater we'll apply it, by an amud we won't. What's the difference between a chater and an amud? So it would seem to be that the difference is in the types of mechitzas you have. Just like the Gemara in Sukkah said, mechitzas nikars, mechitzas shein nikars. I mean, he's not saying like the Meiri, clearly, he's not saying like the Meiri, you don't need mechitzas at all. You need some type of mechitzas though. So is that because some types of mechitzas are ola and some types of mechitzas are not? It can't be, because he says you don't need ola. So it must be that some types of mechitzas create a Rishos HaYachid, which has a din of Rishos HaYachid Ola Kiya, and some types of mechitzas don't. Right? Meaning the Rashba is mechalik between types of mechitzos. You have a chatzar versus an amud. So is the pshan the difference whether you can say good asik? Oh, by a chatzar you can say good asik, but by an amud you can't. No, that can't be pshan of Rashba, because in Yerim Beis, the Rashba didn't say like the Ritzba. The Rashba implied that Rishus Yachid Ola is not based on good asik. So the different types of mechitzos are doing something else other than being poel the din of good asik. So what are they doing? We can describe the effect of mechitza and Rishus HaYachid in 2 ways. Like we've said, the mechitza of Rishus HaYachid might serve to block what's beyond it, and it might serve to define what's inside of it. This mokom inside mechitzos, that's a Rishus HaYachid, or it might just serve to be mavdil from what's outside of it. So it could be the Rashba hold, a Rishus HaYachid whose mechitzos are functioning purely as a barrier that beyond, outside of these mechitzos is inaccessible. That's a Rishus HaYachid, but it's not Ola Adar Rekiyah. That's a Rishus HaYachid of an Amud, or a tail. A Rishus HaYachid whose mechitzos internally define or magdir an area, that this area is Shem Rishus HaYachid, so that internal definition gives it a chalos in the makom, that's Ola Adar Rekiyah. I think that might be Pshat and Rashba. That would explain why he's mechalik between types of mechitzos, even though he's not relying on good asik. Be'etzem, this could also be the shita of the Ramban. I don't know an indication is one or another. On Yerushalmi base didn't say anything, but just the fact that Ramban's mechalik between the Chatzar and the Amud doesn't tell me anything. Contrast to Reb Chaim, who said that Ramban's relying on Gerasim. One diuk in the Rashba to support this idea. So if we look back in the Rashba, in source 13, he says in the second to last line, "The Chiyarminon Rishus Hayachid Ol Al Rakia Hanimilei Rishus Hayachid Gemura B'Mechitzos." A Rishus Hayachid Gemura B'Mechitzos Kegon Chatzer Aval Amad Lo. The difference is not what the Mechitzos, which are Ola, the Mechitzos are not Ola. It's the Mechitzos which made a Rishus Hayachid Gemura. The Mechitzos worked. It's a different type of Rishus Hayachid. You have a new Rishus Hayachid called Gemura. That Rishus Hayachid is Ola Al Rakia. But Stam Rishus Hayachid, just like the Amud, I'm suggesting just the Rishus Hayachid which blocks what's beyond it, that doesn't have the din of Ola Al Rakia. So that is Gimel and Dalet, I guess. Just quickly finish. This is more of a something to think about. It just comes up in Erevin. We have the opposite idea as well in terms of the function of mechitzos. Now we're not leave the initial topic of mechitzos of Rishus Hayachin and what they do, but the question of mechitzos and Rishus Harabin. So we have a few Rishonim who have this idea. So we have just one and a half final topics. We find the concept in Erevin of a Rishus HaRabim, which is Mukaf Mechitzos, Mukafes Mechitzos. I apologize for the typo on the initial Ma'am Koma sheet. It was corrected on the final version. Rishus HaRabim Mukafes Mechitzos. So the first one to suggest this, as far as I know, is the Ramban on the test in that long Ramban. He's discussing Shitz Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, two mechitzos is deraisa, so when do you ever have a Rishus HaRabim? Only in like a wide open, like in, I don't know, in like the Arctic. You know, there's no mechitzos forever until you get to the Yam. So maybe that's the only place he ever has a Rishus HaRabim. How could it be? So he gives a few tzuyur, maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda. Then second paragraph, Yesh Lomar Od, Shlo Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Shli Mechitzos Torah, El Berachav Sheish Esrei, Shederach HaRabim Uver Hashem, Vein HaRabim Nikbain Va'omdim Shem. Rabbi Yehuda, even Bekiyas HaRabim, won't shter a Rishus HaYachid, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Two mechitzas ma'ayasa, the Gemara says, two mechitzas ma'ayasa, Bekiyas HaRabim won't change it. Degamim mimibar, delaka mechitzas. Ava plata gedola shal ir, rechava harbe, sharabim miskapsim sham l'shuk, vi rechava shal ir, keman sharabim kevuam ve'omnim sham kol ayom, zeh Rishus HaRabim gemura. But rechava shal ir, it's not Bekiyas HaRabim, it's Kviyas HaRabim. Right? It's like St. Nicholas. People just like sit there all day. They don't go anywhere. They're just sitting. So the Kavua Sham in the marketplace, so that is Mevatel, those two Mechitos. He didn't say that. He doesn't say this Mevatel Mechitos. He just says that is a Rishus HaRabim Gemura because of Kviyas. L'chor, he learns that even Rabbi Yehuda will hold that a platya doesn't have the same rules as a mother and a foolish. The Rashba goes a step further, as the Rashba has been referenced a few times already. The Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh goes a step further and says it's true even for Chachamim, even we paskin that four mechitzos is deraisa. But even those four mechitzos, if you have a platya which is inside of an ir mukafes choma, it's also an osbalaylo, so the whole city is not a Rishus HaRabim anymore. But the plot inside of it can be Rishus HaRabim, even though there's four walls around it. He has a similar lashon of kviyas, I think. Yeah. Miskabsin sham b'nei adam l'schora, lasso sam shorcheyem kishukim u'shabim medinos. So again, the kibbutz of people seems to be overturns, or I don't know, I didn't say. They're overturning the mechitzos, or just the mechizos didn't do enough in the first place. I'm just raising these points just because I think it's a similar question we have when we find Rosh Hashanah with Mukov mechizos, so we should ask the same question.
The rest of the place is Rosh Hashanah,
right? Right. So clearly the mechizos, right, for sure. The mechizos did work and still do work. So it seems like just this one area it was mevatos, or it just made whatever effect the mechizos were supposed to have, it's not doing. Meaning, like the Rashba says, that he has his lashon here, that ain Rosh Hashanah ela hanimsa l'rabim b'chol shav. So for the Rashba, Rosh Hashanah's, you know, the Iker definition is that nimsa l'rabim b'chol shav. So usually mechitzos prevent that, but in this place, they didn't do any. They didn't prevent that. So that just might give us a hint as to what mechitzos usually do in Shasei Yachid. That's just right.
First,
have to figure out what's wrong. Yeah. I'm just raising the points to think about. Right.
You're saying sometimes it contributes.
It contributes.
It's not
right.
The rabbi contributes. He doesn't say that, but it's an interesting part.
Interestingly, of all the Rishonim to hold to this idea, the Meiri also holds it. The Meiri in Shabbos Daf Vav, so the Meiri is the one who holds that Rosh Hashanah Yachid does not require mechitzos, also holds that Rosh Hashanah can't have mechitzos. So again, you were saying that it may not be Tazab Azeh, and certainly not. It might be that Rosh Hashanah Yachid defines mechitzos define Rosh Hashanah Yachid in a certain way in the absence of Rosh Hashanah. When you have Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, when you have a Kibbutz HaRabbim, so then that just makes Rosh Hashanah. For the Meiri, it might be more the same question, which answers the same point, explaining both phenomena. That the Meiri, the whole question, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid kind of exist on one wavelength, of any place which is Masr L'Rabin. That's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, no matter the structure of that place. Rosh Hashanah Yachid is any place which is separated from that Masir al-Rabbim. So a Rosh Hashanah Yachid which has mechitzos is separate. Rosh Hashanah Yachid which doesn't have mechitzos is also separate. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim which has mechitzos but is Masir al-Rabbim is not separate. V'chahena. So they might be, they are connected to each other. Just at the end, the last thing, just Rosh Ian that
July, they said when it was open. Nighttime it was closed. The home of Yerushalayim.
Right.
At nighttime it was closed. It wasn't considered such a
Yerushalayim. Right. And the Meiri says that the plati inside of Yerushalayim, don't think that Gemara is a kash on the Rashba. Because the plati inside of Yerushalayim, that was still Rosh Hashanah, even though it was closed. And that Gemara is only referring to the side streets, or even the main streets, but not the platias. And the last Rashba is a fascinating thing to think about. The Rashba basically questions, you know, what's pshat that we started with? Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, is it a question of structure, is it a question of usage, of function? So he says, we find that Asi Rabbim Vata Mechitzta makes a place that even wasn't Lonichat HaShemishtei. The Gemara says, Lonichat HaShemishtei is Eino Domo Degle Midbar. So Asi Rabbim comes and overturns that. Even though it's Lonichat HaShemishtei, it's still Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's not Domo Degle Midbar, it's still Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because Asi Rabbim. So you see that the function is more important than the structure in certain cases. And he asks, well, would you say the same thing by Mikura? Could it be? He says Mikura is not Domo Diglin Inbar. So would we say that if you had Asi Rabim in a place where it's Mikura, let's say the I-95 Expressway that goes underneath Manhattan is Mikura, 95% of it, and Ein Lecha Asi Rabim Golem Izu. There's the main drag. So the Rashi wants to know, so does that overturn Diglin Midbar, Asi Rabim washes away all the Domo Diglin Midbars? I just think it's an interesting question for the Rashba in particular, because we've seen that the Rashba, more than almost anyone else, so he thinks that Rabim can overturn a lot of structures of Rosh Hashanah. The Rashba, we saw, holds that even a wall, an Ir Mukavas Choma, doesn't prevent Rosh Hashanah from taking place inside. The Rashba that Shmuel quoted last time holds that he holds like Tosos, that Rosh Hashanah can be miskatzer. Even though Gemara says Tazayin Amos, no. If there's Rabim going through, rushing from one end to the other, that's also Rosh Hashanah. So it seems like for the Rashba, in other places, that we do say that that function overrides structure. That's just an interesting question. What Mekura seems to be the limit, though. And if you look back in Avodas HaKodesh, in Source 19, and Gimel Aleph, so Oz Beis, he says, Kol Mokashim Mekura, Ein Rosh Hashanah Mufish, Ein Odom Ligamibar. And that just told me the exception of Platya. He didn't say any exceptions for Mekura. So it seems like the Psak is that for the Rashba is that Mekura is an absolute rule. So the question of structure, he does draw a line. So hopefully we've learned a little bit about Rosh Hashayachid, the function of Mechisos, and how that can impact on Mevuos, how that can impact on Rosh Hashayachid Ol Arakia, how that can impact on 3 and 4 Mechisos, and some other interesting things. Thank you.
So next week we have...